tell the story.
This is First Nation Ministries. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to Native American tribes throughout North America, providing food, clothing, and other life essentials. Now here are your hosts, Deborah Klein and Marv Boettcher. We'll pick up where we left off last Thursday as Debbie continues with her message, Can We Know God? Do We Know God? Really Know Him?
And so our feelings and our loves and our desires speak volumes about our true relationship with God. When God adopts us into His family and we know Him, or begin to know Him, our feelings will run deep as He increasingly becomes our greatest desire. And when He adopts us into His family, He gives us a new heart that begins to love God and hate what He hates. We begin to long for God and desire God and hunger for God and experience joy in God and exalt over Him. So do you want to know whether you know God? One way is to examine your heart. What do you love? What are your deepest desires? What do you feel toward God? If you truly have a relationship with Him, your feelings will be real and passionate. He wants to develop us into someone who seeks to glorify Him in the way that we think and the way that we feel. He wants our lives to be marked by sadness and gladness and depth and delight and doctrine and devotion and precepts and passion, truth and love. You can read about these things. I'll give you some references. Matthew 22:37. John 4:23-24, 1 Corinthians 14:15, Ephesians 4:15. Does this describe you? Does it describe me? When we begin to love God, what God loves, and hate what He hates, our life will bear the fruit of what we love and hate. And all of this leads to another way that we can experience certainty in our relationship with God. Let's move on to that. Billy Graham said, faith that saves has one distinguishing quality. Saving faith is a faith that produces obedience. It is a faith that brings about a new way of life. And we talked about that several weeks ago. Are we really saved or not? If we are really saved, there'll be a change.
Amen.
There will be a change in the way we live. You know, despite my I'll make a confession here. Despite my Christian beliefs, my behavior isn't always Christian. There's always a tendency to do things that don't honor God. You know, and sometimes I feel bored and want to be entertained, and pursuing fun can be a trap. I know what's right. And sometimes I slip into a way of living that isn't right. And sometimes this conflict within me makes me wonder, do I really know God? Well, I know myself better than anyone, I think. And I tend not to be well behaved. You know, there are some people, including my sister-in-law, whom I live with, whose first inclination is to put others first and to be patient and generous and kindness. It just comes naturally to her. And for me, that's a battle. It's a matter of training myself. I know what goes on inside my heart, and I know that I am not good enough to be God's friend, and I am not worthy enough to deserve His eternal favor. I'm self-centered. I'm arrogant. I tend to be more concerned about me than anybody else. And so why did God choose to adopt me? I can't answer that. I do not know, but for His amazing grace. I wouldn't have chosen God on my own, but God adopted me into His family. He came after me. He drew me with His cords of love, as that old hymn says. and adopted me into his family because of his grace, not because I could ever be good enough. And that's how it is with all of us. We could never be good enough. And so being good enough has nothing to do with my relationship being established with God. But it has everything to do with enjoying fellowship with God. Our good works can never be good enough to earn a place in God's family. But if we are truly a child of God, our life should and will produce good works. And our good works will help to reassure us that we truly are His. Because we know ourselves. We know what we would be like otherwise. 2 Peter 1:10 says, "Make your calling and election sure." To me, that says that we need to always be examining ourselves, always checking ourselves out, because it's so easy to slide out of place. We've talked about how we can know with certainty that we have an eternal relationship to God. In other words, when we're born into God's family, the moment He saves us from sin and adopts us as His child, He promises us that we will spend eternity with Him in heaven. Our relationship won't ever change, but the fellowship we have with Him might. The daily experience of God and His love that we can enjoy and speak to Him in prayer, and He speaks to us in the scripture, that daily experience of kind of basking in His special attention for us as His children. I'm talking about the fellowship that describes just how are we getting along with our Heavenly Father. Getting into His family depends on God alone. He chooses us. We can't come to Him. The Holy Spirit draws us. There's nothing that we can do to earn our way into His family. But once we're in the family, getting along with the Heavenly Father requires effort on our part. It has to do with our behavior. John Stott wrote a book called Basic Christianity, and this is what he said. Suppose a boy is offensively rude to his parents. A cloud descends on the home. There is tension in the atmosphere. Father and son are not on speaking terms. What has happened? Has the boy ceased to be a son? No. Has the relationship changed? No. The fellowship has been broken. Relationship depends on birth. Fellowship depends on behavior. As soon as the boy apologizes, he is forgiven, and the forgiveness restores fellowship. Meanwhile, his relationship has stayed the same. He may have temporarily been a disobedient and defiant son, but he has not ceased to be a son. And so it is with children of God. When we sin, we do not forfeit our relationship to Him as children, though our fellowship with Him is spoiled until we forsake our sin and confess it. As soon as we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's 1 John 1:9. So here's the difference. When God adopts sinners into His family, He establishes a relationship with them that will last forever. No one can take that relationship away. And no matter how badly we fail in life, it won't change the fact that we are children of God. God will never abandon us. The Bible says in Romans, "I am sure that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor heights nor depth nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." We have the assurance of salvation. God promises us that if we are a Christian, we will spend eternity with Him. You can read about that in 1 John 5:13. He wants us to feel the assurance and certainty that we are not slaves to sin, but we are adopted children of God. It is our fellowship with God that creates in us a sense of relational security, that feeling that we long for. And the stronger our fellowship with God, the stronger our assurance of salvation is. Our feelings of assurance don't change the eternal relationship with God, but they are essential to the joy of our salvation. And God wants us to have joy and peace. He speaks about that in the scripture all the time. Just kind of liken it to a marriage relationship. When you're married, you don't always experience the joy of that relationship. The relationship by itself doesn't guarantee a good marriage. It's possible to live in a marriage relationship and be miserable. But if you have fellowship with each other and, you know, work hard at that relationship, go on vacations together, go out to dinner regularly, make time for each other and show interest in what the other one is doing, then you have fellowship with each other and enjoy that sense of relationship and security of being a husband and wife. And it's the same way when we pursue fellowship with God.
We'll need to stop here today, but Debbie will bring us more of her teaching, Can We Really Know God, Thursday. Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love, by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. And tomorrow, join us for a classic Don Klein program here on First Nation Ministries. I love to tell the story. You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.